Hello guys, and welcome to What's the Hype? What's on your mind today?
So the thing on our mind today is our higher education, and I'm here with
Daniel,
Abdul,
I'm Victor,
I'm Lizzie,
I'm Leah,
hi, I'm Maya,
and I'm Praise. And we've got two guests who are studying in higher education in universities, and they're Shauna and Dee.
So my name is Dee. I'm a final year student midwife in Bradford University.
My name is Shauna. I'm a second year child nursing student at the University of Leeds.
The first question is, why do you need to go uni?
So with that, if you think about it, if you want to become a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, you would need to have a qualification, which means that you need to go to university. Other jobs that you might want to become, like a hairdresser, you can do it by going just to college. You don't have to really go to university.
So I've also got a question. Are you guaranteed to get a job if you go to university?
Not necessarily. I guess it depends on what you want to be when you're older and the requirements that requires. So like if it's more of a job that needs a degree or a qualification, you're more likely to get into a job because more jobs want for people that have like a graduate position or graduate entry roles. If it's just like a regular job, you don't really need to have a degree for it. Therefore, you're more likely to just get into a job anyway. But it's not really guaranteed. I guess it depends on the demand in the market that you're working.
I think as well, when you do go to uni and have qualifications, they tend to take people because you do have some experience, you do have qualification, you've gone through the higher education route. So that is a catchy eye for them. For me, I think it was the fact that I come from a very educated family. Some of them are doctors, some of them are engineering. And I think I wanted to become a doctor, but I was not born in Bradford. I was not from the UK, and I didn't have the qualification for me to apply to become a doctor, so to go to medical school. I've managed to understand that I can do something more similar to what I wanted, which is what I wanted was obstetric and gynae. However, becoming a midwife, which is something more closer to the end goal, basically.
So how does the school you studied in affect your chances of getting into higher education?
I think it's also based on the environment that I was in. So I grew up in South London, so everyone knows that's the ghetto. That's great. But I think a lot of people from my area didn't really go into higher education, so they didn't have a lot of knowledge as opposed to how to get into university and qualifications and stuff like that. So when it came to choosing, I just chose based on what I liked as opposed to what would actually get me into the degree that I wanted to do. Initially, I did want to become a doctor, but I left that because I didn't have enough support coming into it, especially with like exams such as the BMAT, the UCAT. I didn't have support with it, so I just had to let it go, I guess. So I guess it depends on the environment, but if you have people in your family who are older than you that have been to uni before, or just online, like you can do a lot of research and it will give you kind of the things that can help you go into uni, even if the environment doesn't permit you to.
In my opinion, uni is very expensive, but do you think that's true?
I think it is expensive, but it depends where you're going. It depends if you are staying home, local, or you're actually moving to the university, so student accommodations. For myself, I stayed local. I've decided that I don't want to use the commute every day because I am a health student and I need to be in placement most of the time. I do work as well as a part-time, so I'm a student ambassador, but I also do healthcare assistant in the hospital that I am working as a student as well. But for the student accommodation, I've got Shauna here that's going to explain more how it works.
So uni is expensive. That's just the fact of it. You're going to go broke, unfortunately. Basically, uni fees go from £9,000 a year, and then you get your own maintenance loan so you can like live and survive, have food, pay rent, etc. With student accommodations, you can either live in accommodation that is tailored to your course. So I lived in a healthcare building. So everyone, my flatmates, everyone on the floors were nursing students or midwifery students. That did cost about like £800 a month, which to you guys, that may not mean a lot, but it does add up. Uni is expensive. I feel like that's the basis of it. But you do get taught, like, for example, at the Uni of Leeds, you can go to the University Union. You can have like courses that train you and teach you how to really budget your money. But overall, uni is expensive. I think if you learn how to budget your money from a young age, it will help you a lot when you come to uni.
I think as well with health studies, you do tend to get quite a lot of bursaries because you are on placements. So like students that are nurses or midwives, paramedics, radiographers, they do have bursaries available for them.
You get an NHS bursary, so it's a grant. You get 5K a year, but it depends what you study. So it's, I think, radiography, but definitely nursing, midwifery. Those two, definitely. I don't think doctors get it either. But you get that so that it kind of covers costs while you're on placement, because sometimes you're on placement out of uni hours, like out of semester time. So when everyone else is on a summer, I will be on placement. So I have to fund that. So that's why they give you a grant for that.
Because you will be on placement, as Shauna said, every time. So it could be weekends, weekdays, nights, days. So you are learning more when you are in placement, more than that you are in uni. In uni, you'll be learning more academic work. So like how to write essays, how to present yourself, how to work with multidisciplinary team. These are the things that you learn in uni and the history behind the course that you're doing. But in placement wise, you learn the practical work.
My question is, how did you adapt from moving away from your family?
So I grew up in London, so I moved into Leeds just like 2 years ago. It's been quite difficult. I think I've had to learn how to be very, very independent, even though I'm an older sister, so I kind of have an independence already. But I think learning how to budget my money, making sure that I actually have to feed myself every day, keep up with uni work, no one's on my back anymore. I think it made me enter a new level of self-discipline, I guess. Because I've had to make sure that certain things are done at a certain time. So like making sure there's actually food in my fridge. I'm not just ordering food all the time. Making sure that I actually do my uni work, etc. So it's been quite difficult. But I think what moving away does is something that you can never really, like, it's an experience that you're never just going to get back. Like once it happens at uni, it's a new environment. So I think with uni, it's like the best time to do it. Because you're also around people that are also doing the same thing at the same time as you. So they're all going through it together. But I think with independence, it's something that you just kind of get used to. One day, you're just going to be used to it. I think I'm not there yet. I think in third year, I'll probably be used to it, but we're getting there.
So what advice would you give to students who are just starting their higher education journey?
I think I would say just make sure that you really are interested in the course that you want to do, because you are going to be staying in that university for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years time, and you need to make sure that you enjoy what you're doing.
I would say be confident in your decisions, that you have now full capability of choosing whatever you want to do. If you don't like a degree, just change it. But also, nothing is set in stone. You're young. You can always study more if you wanted to. So don't feel like just because you studied this one thing, you're stuck to that. You'll come to university and find that there's so much more for you there as well. So just be prepared to grow and learn as well.
Thank you.
So that's what the hype was about, and that was all that was on our minds.
Thank you to the guest and the host, and that's it for What's the Hype?